We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this year's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm 2020 Tony.
Oh, 2020 Tone. How you doing, sir?
Tony 2020, coming at ya.
It has been a while. I'm not going to lie. Tony and I chat quite a bit because we work together and stuff. So I think that that might be one of the reasons why
fuck
we...
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, why we just never do this anymore, because we actually hang out now.
Yeah.
I finally, now that you live across the street...
Here we go.
You know?
Yeah. I'm close enough to you because you're my fiancé.
How long do you think you're going to live there?
I know 9 years, if that'll make you happy.
It would. A decade.
My God.
We'd own this house by then, for sure.
Probably 2 more years. Unless the company I'm working on does something ever, and it's something awesome, 2 years.
Then where are you going to move if the company does well? You going to fucking Silicon Valley?
No.
To be with all your fucking tech genius rich friends?
Yeah, dude.
Fucking prick.
If life is anything like the show Silicon Valley.
Leave me here, poor in Akron.
I hate it. No, I would probably just, you know, what are you saying? Like, if I had like a dream house or a dream place?
A dream place, yeah. Where are you going?
Son of a bitch. We're talking.
Yeah, your forever home. And you're like the place that you're like, I would love to live in this area. I've always said Colorado, but it's honestly way too cold. I think like Arizona would be sick. Dry heat.
I feel like I want a mix of both, like South Haven, Michigan, on the beach, like near the beach.
Gross.
No, so it's stupid beautiful.
I bet it's kind of pretty, but I mean, like,
at that time of year, halfway.
Yeah. So where's your winter home? Where do you fly south for the winter? Florida. God, Florida's a fucking
bad
taint of the United States.
probably Asheville, North Carolina.
That's, yeah, I've been there before. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of like mountainy a bit, yeah, and stuff. You're like decently close to the beach as well if
I've
you wanted to go.
I've legit looked it up. And
why? What made you look up fucking Asheville, North Carolina?
Because I looked up that climate on that latitude, longitude.
Is that your prime time right
That's
there?
Where I think I would be good.
Yeah.
And I follow a YouTuber who's called Crazy Russian Hacker. He lives there and he has like tons of land and he loves Asheville.
I love like the New England area. Like New Hampshire, Vermont. It's so stupid pretty, but that's another like, well, you're snowed in.
You get a bike with a bucket on it when you move into a house there.
Where?
They just give you a bike with a little bucket on the front so you can get to all your shoppies.
Where?
New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
New England.
My grandma just moved to New Hampshire. We'll probably go and visit. I love that area, though. Vermont's fucking gorgeous. And when we played in the Leota, we went to Vermont one time. We went to a cheese factory.
Wow.
Where they make, you saw them like skimming the milk and shit. And then it was like, in 5 years, this cheese will be out for selling.
I watched a documentary about Parmesan. It's like that. They're like, that one's from 1972. It will be good next year.
Wow.
And they're like, that's a good wheel.
That's insane.
It's like up on like 90 feet up. They're like, right there.
Yeah, I can see it.
He's going to come down.
That's wild.
Yeah,
that long?
The things
Jesus
like that.
Christ.
Well, same thing with wine. It's wild.
Well, we went to a whiskey place, too, and got to test some like whiskeys and stuff. It was maple whiskey. It was really good. Made from the trees there and shit like that.
Really?
It was cool. And then we went to a glass blowing factory as well.
Dang.
That was neat.
Made a couple bongs.
Yeah, for sure.
Made a dragon bong.
Smoked it up, dude. No, I made like the little rabbit from... Alice in Wonderland. I'm late. That one whole contraption. Yeah, no, it was cool. Vermont's really pretty. I think I would like to do like warm though, and like I like seasons, but I think like Arizona would be tight.
I think Arizona would be tight, but it's hard to talk to someone and be like, if I'm like, dude, how about Arizona? They're like, ew, like snakes desert? Like, why?
Well, you don't have to mow.
But it's a bit of both.
You don't have to mow your lawn because there isn't one.
Yeah.
That's neat.
But it's not completely arid.
It's like the dust bowl there, I'm sure.
There's sides of it. There are parts of it that are more flora and fauna and a little more rainfall.
Yeah. I mean, I think another neat, California obviously would be amazing, but it's so stupid expensive there and shit.
I mean, if money was literally no thing, I don't think I would go.
You'd go to Canada.
No, I would probably go, if I was in the States,
North.
North California, the Redwoods would be dope.
That's where you'd live, in the Redwoods?
Around the Redwood, the Great Redwoods. Just
see, here's our house. It's the Redwood right here.
Built into a tree here.
Yeah, I mean, not much space, but it goes up.
Have you ever seen the Wookiee Village? It has a...
No, the Ewok Village? Yeah, and fucking Endor. They shot that there, right?
I have no clue.
I think it was somewhere in California because fucking, what's his face? George Lucas owns that property.
Oh, Skywalker Ranch.
Yeah, Skywalker Ranch is in where they shot all that bullshit.
But I mean, yeah, Asheville, North Carolina. South Haven, Michigan's just the prettiest place. It's stupid.
So how close is South Haven, Michigan to Canada? Like across the water?
Like if you have Michigan is like a, penis.
Yes.
It's on the far west side, so it's west Michigan, straight west.
That's so funny. If Michigan's like a penis, it's on the far west side. Yeah. How does that have anything to do with a fucking
north
dick?
Is the pee hole.
Yes.
And then east is the right shaft.
Gotcha.
South nuts.
South is nuts, yes.
It's perfectly west on the curve of Michigan.
So that's where you're going when you're rich. South Haven, Michigan.
Probably.
And then you'll winter in fucking where?
Asheville.
Asheville, North Carolina.
I think that'd be nice.
Yeah.
And you would be in New Hampshire?
No, I'd be in Adobe in Arizona.
I'd build a mud hut.
Yep.
And
just call it a fucking
live with
day.
The scorpions.
Yeah. Me and Josie and the dogs, they were probably all panting a lot, you know? Honestly, I like Ohio a lot, so I'd probably just stay here.
Cool places in Ohio would totally be Sugar Creek.
Sugar Creek, yeah.
I think that's a cool place.
That's right past Canton, right? It's south.
Yeah, it's the Swiss village.
I don't think it's that neat.
It's pretty cute.
Not really.
It's a little hobbit village.
I don't know. Ohio is kind of boring because there is no mountains or anything like that. I would like mountains.
You got to go a little east to get to the...
That's PA.
Appalachians.
Yeah, you literally cross PA and you're just mountains are everywhere.
Well, because the Allegheny pretty.
Yeah, I like the Blue Ridge over in Tennessee. Fleet Foxes are
totally. Yeah. That's the Appalachians.
No, it's the Blue Ridge Mountains.
I thought the Appalachian Mountain Range was the Blue Ridge Mountain Range.
I have no idea.
There's only one.
There's only
The Appalachian Trail goes all the way down that fucker.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I believe you.
It's a fucking mountain range.
Have you seen any cool news or trailers or anything like that, Tone?
Yeah, and local news.
Oh, jeez. What?
Played some video games.
Have you? I have not played anything. I was sick for 2 days. 4 days, and did nothing. I watched a lot of television.
Yeah,
I have not played any video games. I haven't played since the last time we played EDF.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's probably been 2-3 weeks.
I played some GTA 5.
How's that?
It's fun. I do a lot of, silly stuff. I'm a silly guy.
Oh, yeah, you're shooting hookers on the top of buildings.
Oh, dude, parachuting down.
Dude, I remember I delivered to this one guy one time, and he was like, oh, man, I just got the new GTA 5. I just like going up to buildings and murdering people. And I was like, right on. Well, your total's this, bud, so can you,
don't murder me.
Yeah, you're kind of a psychopath.
I don't pay people in GTA 5. I just rob them.
Yeah, he just fucking kicks me in the nuts. I'm like, whoa!
Take my car!
Yeah, son of a bitch! I know where you live!
Knows, the tagline, sorry, I need this!
Yeah. I have not played a GTA since GTA 3.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to try it out.
5 is a blast.
I bet it looks cool.
Yeah.
And I like the whole, mission-based and fucking, robbing motherfuckers. I robs drug dealers.
Omar. I thought I hated the missions because I never owned it, so I would just play a random mission at a friend's house and be like, I don't know how to do this game, so it's stupid. I don't care about these missions. You guys are like, dude, this is a tight mission. I'm like, I don't know the buttons. I don't know how to drive well, so I can't keep up with the heist or whatever. But now I'm doing it myself, and the missions are fucking a blast.
Hey, how's the storyline?
It's awesome.
Yeah, who are you?
Well, you're all three characters.
All, what do you mean?
There's three main story arcs that, like, collide.
Oh.
You have Trevor, Franklin,
so it's like
and
Crash.
Michael. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of. Like, it's like, yeah, you have three different type of dudes in L.A. that then meet up and are part of, like, a crew.
Ultimate Spider-Man was kind of like that, and it's set up the same as GTA. You have a city, and you go to missions, and you have, like, little side missions and shit, but you would trade between Spider-Man and Venom.
Yeah.
Venom eats a child at the beginning. It's fucking tight.
Dude, that's what I do.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
That's what I do.
Yeah, you don't do that at all. What else have you been playing? I tried The Witcher. I played for about 20 minutes. Talked to a lot of people, and I was like, Jesus Christ, dude.
this is a real 300-hour game.
Yeah, I was like, this. I started playing Skyrim again, and then I immediately started having to talk to like a village. I was like, oh, I fucking can't stand this.
I beat Grizz, this absolutely gorgeous art game.
Oh, if you have a PlayStation right now, BioShock is free. The collection.
And just, Sims 4.
I just download. Who the fuck cares about that? You Dude, play The Sims? Are you kidding
Courtney
me?
Courtney does.
Yeah, that makes sense. You said that she's always been into
The
Sims and shit.
If you've played the first Sim, then you like them all.
I like SimCity.
Yeah, that's...
SimCity's way tired. Aliens attacking your shit.
That's,
you know
what you
saying?
Really want to play is EDF, dickhead.
Yeah.
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 Also, like, when you invest, like, a couple hundred hours in Sims, you're like, no, it's really good. I get every expansion, but I don't like The Sims.
100 fucking hours in The Sims. And what? And you're like, oh, I'm having a dinner party tonight.
Oh, my God. Someone murdered my best guy in this one house.
Right? It's like a fucking simulator of, like, just living,
but
correct?
But you're God, because you can control stuff. You're like, I'll light their bed on fire.
That's
See
weird.
What they do.
Does she do that?
You can do stuff like that.
Does
you
she?
Can like you can. No, I don't know. Hide them in, like put them in the basement, then light the door on fire and see if they suffocate
what
or
the
break
fuck?
Through. Yeah.
And there's no repercussions. No cops come or like anything.
No,
like that?
No, dude. It's just straight torture. Fucking simulator.
That is fucking weird.
No,
so you're saying that's how Courtney plays?
No, it's not how she plays. I've seen people
She's fucking
stream
Dexter.
Sims. No
shit. Jesus Christ. That's terrifying. What's in your basement
see
right
if,
now?
See if inbred a couple babies. See if they come out all muted.
Could you imagine you're like fucking like come home one day and she's doing that? What? How would you feel about going to sleep next to that person?
I'd be like, you're so creative.
Oh my God, babe, good job.
Gold star. Pow.
Yeah, I would be fucking like, well, this is kind of disturbing. I'm not
going
to lie.
She's really, really good
at
this.
Do you shoot a lot of people in GTA? GTA 3, I would just go on top of buildings with a sniper and just pick off random civilians.
I'm playing fun time, too, bro. I play with cheats, man. Put on invincibility, get a fucking stunt chopper and, like, shoot stuff, then do a parachute, then do 5 stars, increase my stars to 5 and run as long as I can.
Well, you're invincible, so you can't die.
Yeah, but invincibility only lasts 5 minutes, dude.
Kind of fucking lame-ass cheat is that?
It is a lame cheat, but they're also like, don't Who break did- our game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can't have too many
yeah,
people
too
on you.
Yeah, too much. Like, he killed 1 trillion tanks.
Yeah, you're saying that like it takes like fucking forever to download, so...
Oh.
What time did you say you're going
twice,
to bed tonight?
It's twice as long as any other game I've ever downloaded.
Wow.
Including Destiny.
How much was this?
15.
How many gigs is it? Like 96?
No, I think it's something like 40 or 50.
Why the fuck does it take so long?
There's something I read somewhere on a post, like, why the F is my game installing from the system, then installing in-game?
Oh, yeah.
And in-game, someone said that 50 gigs is a bunch of files that then the game itself has to completely open and design the city for all the scenarios you could possibly do.
That's fucking...
So there's no load.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Like
so once it's done loading for 4 hours, then you never load again.
Yes, unless
you
you're like going in a building.
Can you imagine what it's going to be like when you have fucking solid state drive fucking systems?
Oh, man.
It's like they showed Spider-Man, and it was like a solid like 30 to 45 seconds for like a load time on PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
That's what we're on, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed like the solid state version, and it was just like click.
Yeah.
Like, done. Yeah. So wild.
I have a solid state on my laptop, and I pulled stuff to test it.
What laptop? You bought a laptop?
Yeah.
Fucking Richie Rich over here?
Not Richie Rich. I got a credit card. Newegg.
Would you? Oh.
12 months zero interest.
Wow. Newegg.
What?
Douche.
You don't know anything about it. You're not an aficionado.
Newegg.
How dare you?
Yeah, I get their newsletter.
Because
they want to fucking buy like
cracker.
a a long lens or something.
Give
you know,
me strength.
I get B&H too. Whatever.
B&H. Taking up photography.
Got a fucking Zoom H4.
Bitch,
and,
it was $100. It was $150 less than a Best Buy where you would have bought yours. You gullible
no,
fuck.
No, I would go on
Give me
Amazon.
A Best Buy card. Get my points.
Nah,
I
fucking,
get a free HDMI cable if I buy it.
I don't need a fucking HDMI cable, son. Look at that rig over there.
Oh
dude.
Yeah. Nine-year-old Mac running hard.
That is like 5 years old.
You think?
Yeah. Wait, how old was yours? When did you get yours? What year?
I don't know. What do I know?
It had been like 2015.
I have no clue anymore.
But yeah, she's still running strong,
she's
dude.
She's strong.
Run a business out of this motherfucker.
All right, motherfucker. I'm running a business out of mine.
Yeah, but, you know.
What?
So how's that solid state?
Better than your fucking HDD, you
dude.
Piece
this thing fucking just rips through files.
Yeah, your USB 2.0s are really chugging.
They're going hard, dude.
I got 3.1, bitch.
I open something up and like leave for a second, come back, it might be there.
Take
you know?
A shit. It's called shitload.
Yeah, shitload. It's a shitload of fucking info it's doing, you know, dude.
But I put like
a lot of work.
Put like a 4 gig video. It was like 10 seconds. It was awesome.
What do you mean? Oh, you opened one
from my external. Yeah, because I have SSD in my laptop and an external one mounted
Jesus,
to it.
Why do you need to access so quickly?
Oh,
man, I got to check this bank account. Oh, there it is. All right.
No, it's where I keep my backup, you numbnut.
So goddamn busy.
Because I don't want everything on one hard drive, jackass.
Yeah, no, I have my little fucking Lacy. You can throw the thing down a mountain.
Yeah. I mine is also a... No, mine's a Seagate. But so it's same
did
thing.
You get that from Newegg, too?
Yes.
How much was this laptop?
$500.
Wow, dude.
Not much.
Speaking of 500, that's how
and
much they're...
Well, eat the dick off your Mac. Just because it's so much newer and better. Ryzen 5, dude.
Okay.
3,100 RPMs.
So, are you buying PlayStation 5 when it comes out in
no.
November?
What, for $600?
Is it six? I heard five.
Well, the system I heard is $449 to produce.
Oh, my God.
What you going to do when you want to make a profit?
$50 a system.
And you have to think they probably have
how is
about,
it that much money to make?
I don't know. That was a rumor is that they were like, yo, I think that, you know, that we assume that because of the components we've heard of in this machine, it's got to be roughly $450 to produce one of these.
For them at a factory in China.
That's what they're assuming. I don't think they're like, if I go on Newegg, how much would it cost?
Well, yeah, they probably opened up a yeah. nice credit card for them and shit.
No, I think they assume, like, what is the mass quantity purchase price for these items, the assembly.
Did you see the fucking Xbox, like, the possible one that it looks like? Someone got one to, like, try out. And he took, and he leaked photos.
Yeah.
It looks like a monstrosity.
Oh, it's the tower thing, right? The big tube?
No, I didn't see that one. This one looks like the original Xbox with like fucking 8 inputs. I have no idea what they're for. There's like a switch that turned a TV. It looks like dog shit.
I thought they revealed it and it looked like a goddamn tower, like skyscraper.
The core or whatever, like for Mac. Yeah, I have no idea. I didn't see that one. I saw like one that, dude, it was like fucking 9 inches tall and fucking like a foot and a half long. This thing, where were you going to put it?
Well,
set your TV
people,
on top of it, I
that's
guess.
What people were bitching about, too, about the tower. Like, that's a loaf of bread. Like, what the fuck am I going to do with that in my 8-inch shelf?
I don't understand how we can, like, have such powerful equipment that's so small, and consoles are like, nah, these things are still the size of VCRs from 1980.
Because also, you can go get an Alienware laptop that runs harder shit than any of the current consoles, and it's... it's an inch thin.
How come you didn't go with an Alienware?
Because I don't need a gaming PC.
For all your business duties.
I got a ThinkPad. Lenovo.
How many fucking goddamn computers you got?
What are you talking about?
That's the laptop?
That's the laptop. Lenovo ThinkPad, you fucking idiot.
Is it an actual laptop or a Chromebook?
Yes, it's a laptop.
I understand that it opens, you fucking idiot.
It has a screen, a 15.6 inch screen.
Yes. You know what? Chromebooks do too, motherfucker.
Okay, it's also got... It's got other stuff.
Is it app-based only, or can you actually
get...
No,
it's got Windows 10.
Yeah, Mike, okay.
I upgraded it, okay?
Did you?
Yeah.
I threw a little image
Seamless.
On her.
Seamless.
Yeah, streamlined.
No, it came with Windows 10 Pro.
I would fucking hope it did.
It does.
Jesus Christ. Could you imagine that thing came with Windows 7? You'd be like, well, what for?
I'd go, just put me on XP.
I can't believe fucking, like, Windows 8 wasn't more popular.
No, they just
that
abandoned
thing,
it.
That thing is a dog shit.
Yeah,
fucking,
they just gave up on it.
That thing is the worst. I bought a little fucking... laptop and it had Windows 8 on it. It sucked. It was an HP $300 laptop.
Oh,
ran
wow.
slow as dog shit.
Jesus.
Yeah. Dude, $300. I feel like that laptop should have been like $100.
Well, especially because now what $500 got me is just fucking absolutely insane comparatively.
like to my HP. Well, rub it in my face. I think weighed
it's
like
just
fucking,
it's awesome, and you could just say congrats on the new laptop.
Thing,
move on. You
thing
know,
weighed like 19 pounds.
And
too.
This thing weighs 4.
Wow.
No,
you rich motherfucker.
I'm not rich. So dumb.
2 screens and shit.
Wait, didn't you just mention a $7,000 upgrade to a bathroom?
Yeah, a working bathroom. Oh my god,
this is a working computer. Oh my god.
Yeah, but you didn't need it. You could have used
your
phone.
I did need it. No, to pay all my...
Yeah, just fucking...
Oh, to run a whole company.
Yeah, dude, fucking...
Oh, yeah, my app crashed.
Face recognition, you know? It opened shit up real quick.
You don't know much.
I do. I just got a new iPhone X.
No one cares.
That's pretty nice.
That's old.
It is.
11's out.
Dude, I know. Some kid was like, oh, you have an iPhone 6? Ooh. I was like, what the fuck, bro?
Well, someone saw mine at school, and they're like, ooh, 10R? Really?
I know. I'm like, what do you mean? The XR is like a year old, you little fucking shit.
What are you, poor?
Literally, like, said that to me. Like, well, when I had the 6, like, yeah, he was like, ooh, are you fucking pigeon some pennies?
Does that thing even load photos?
What are you saving up for, guy? What is that, fucking 8 pixels? Jesus. Can you even see the photos you take?
Is that a razor?
Wow. Anyways, Jesus. What new trailers or news have you seen, Tone?
What?
Trailer or news? That's where we're at right now.
News? My business is running great due
to my
new
Lenovo
laptop.
Fucking 900. What is it? What are the specs on this guy?
It's an E595
is
with
an i3
Ryzen 5 Vega 8.
Got an i3 in her?
What? No, it's got a Ryzen 5.
Got a Core Pentium processor?
No, Ryzen 5.
What's a Ryzen 5?
A Ryzen is...
Ryzen?
Ryzen, R-Y-Z-E-N.
Okay.
Is the competitor to the Intel processor.
So not as good.
No, AMD's way better.
What is? Yours?
My God. AMD makes Ryzen... And it's a GPU and a fucking graphics card. Yeah. It's a processor.
Okay.
And then Intel makes the i3, i5, i7.
The really good ones, yeah.
The fucking ones. They're both literally almost the same.
Why didn't you go for the Intel, man? Didn't want to pay name brand?
No,
prices?
Yeah, you pay an extra $100 for it.
Because it's better.
It's not better.
$600.
Nobody's playing Crysis on the thing. Like, I'm just accessing all my accounts, and I have all my backups. And
don't you play The Sims on there?
No. Fuck me.
What news did you see? Excuse me.
The French Dispatch is Wes Anderson's new film.
Oh, good.
Listen to this cast.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of noses in this, I bet.
Timothy Chalamet.
There's one.
Bill Murray.
Bruce Murray.
Bruce Murray. You've heard of him.
Yeah.
Bill Murray, Benicio Del Toro, Tilda Swinton, Francis McDormand, Jeffrey Wright from fucking Westworld.
Who's he?
He's the main scientist.
Bernard?
Doesn't know he's... Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey,
spoilers.
Also,
dude.
By the way...
Westworld comes back in.
March, motherfucker.
Yep.
Owen Wilson, Adrian Brody.
Of course, there's the noses.
Jason Schwartzman.
Yeah, they're all three of them. I knew it.
to really just finish it off. Yeah. Oh, and Henry Winkler.
Oh, nice.
Christoph Waltz.
Oh my
Willem
God.
Willem Dafoe.
Jesus. This sounds great.
It. I mean, the
What's
cast
it called
is,
The French Connection.
Nope, that's a movie about driving. It's French Dispatch.
Ah, that was close.
Yeah, close. I think it looks like fucking. Wildly well casted.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
Yeah,
I could see where you're coming from. You know,
thank you.
I saw the new picture of Robert Pattinson. For Batman. What are your thoughts on this?
Looks fucking dope.
It really does look tight. Yeah. I wonder why they didn't show his ears.
Someone said that it looks like his symbol might have been made out of the gun that killed his parents.
Wow, really?
Yeah, some people were like, I think that those are parts of a gun on the symbol. And I was like, I don't see it, but...
Yeah, look, there's the handle in the middle.
What do you mean the handle?
The handle
the
of the gun. Like, it's like a handle split in half and then, like, put for the beginning of the middle of the bat symbol. Do you see it? It looks like a handle.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But that's what someone theorized, is that he took the gun that killed his parents and made it into a symbol to kill everyone.
Yeah, just to beat justice into people.
A symbol for his insanity to put on his chest.
His fucking cape looks tight. Like, I like that it looks like straight up armor.
It looks like Daredevil.
It looks a lot like Daredevil, you're right.
Like, really, like, tough looking, handmade.
Yeah, and just not red.
Yeah.
That looks sweet.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm really excited for Robert Pattinson in general, because that dude's the shit. Because I saw the movie The Lighthouse.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker like holds his own right next to Willem Dafoe doing full crazy Willem.
Yeah, Willem Dafoe, man.
He can go real wild. He's like Nick Cage hard.
He eats that shit. Why Robert Pattinson's Batman looks so much like Daredevil? That's the next article down. Look at you. Neat. Oh, my God, dude.
Wow. It's like someone else noticed what I noticed, you know?
You're so smart.
Yeah, that's what I told myself.
Yeah. Oh, Netflix Masters of the Universe animated show cast Mark Hamill.
Okay.
Are you
What's he going to be? He-Man?
Hopefully. That would be doing the
Joker
voice.
He could be the fat cat.
Oh, man. What is that cat's name?
Chitara.
No, it's not Chitara.
Chitara.
Chitara's from fucking, like, line of Thundercats. Ho!
Same thing.
Chitara.
Pretty much the same thing, right? Skull Man, right? The Skull.
Skeletor?
Grayskull?
He would be.
Castle Grayskull?
Castle Grayskull is, yeah.
Yeah, that's a place.
Yeah, they live in Eternia.
Wow.
I was a big fan of He-Man. Were you not?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Jurassic World 3.
I liked SWAT cats.
Yeah.
And gargoyles.
Gargoyles is tight. And that's on.
And what do you mean, ew to SWAT cats, bro? What do you have against F-16s and cats?
Not that cool. Not that cool. So I guess there's a Mortal Kombat movie happening.
Oh, there's been for a whole decade.
Well, it says why it took so long, because they're getting the script right, man. Pounding it out, seeing what sticks to the wall.
They have 10 games they can go off
you of. Ever throw 11. You ever, actually more, because I don't think they count like the Shaolin monks and like the, and I don't even think they count like DC versus Mortal Kombat, shit like that. But, fuck, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, I'm excited for that. Okay. Mortal Kombat, that'll be fun.
Yeah, maybe. Jurassic, rated R.
Jurassic World 3, excited for it's gonna. I bet it will
What's
be
that right. one gonna be called? Forgotten Kingdom?
I don't know. I did not really like the second one all that much.
It's kind of a pile of shit. They killed everyone good.
First
meaning the dinosaurs.
First one's great. Yeah, man, when that fucking brontosaurus was going down.
In the melting lava?
Sad. Yeah, I know, he's standing on the beach like, help me, help me. And they're like, nah, dog. Jude Law, Taika Waititi made team for Hollywood satire.
Tight.
The auteur.
The auteur. Oh, maybe he'll just, Jude Law will be like a dickhead, like, movie director who's like a real, like, wild, like.
I like Jude Law a lot.
He's awesome.
I think he's great. And I'm a big fan of him in The New Pope.
Yeah.
I really like The New Pope.
He's also fantastic.
Have you watched
in,
any of the fucking.
Everything.
Or The Young Pope. Have you watched any of The New Pope?
No, just The Young Pope.
Okay. New Pope's the.
I've been watching The Outsider.
Second, yeah, so I have that down too. And last but not least, Tom Holland's Uncharted movie. How do you feel?
That's fine. He could be Nathan Drake.
You think?
I think that's his name, yeah.
Yeah, you think he's a little young?
I mean,
the kid's like 7 years
small.
Old.
Nathan Drake looks like, I would think of him as a 6'1" dude.
Yeah.
In real life.
Same here.
But he has to be nimble. Like, so Chris Pratt, I don't think, can climb walls the way they want. The
Chris
dude
Pratt
the video
would be
game
a great one.
He is, yeah. That's what I think of him more as Nathan Drake. But
yeah.
For the physicality, I bet you Tom Holland's going to look dope doing all the parkour shit.
Probably, yeah. He's
was
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
All right. Any other news or anything like that? You want to hop in the old weekly recommendations and rejects?
I had one hell of a fajita quesadilla about an hour ago.
Yeah, I know.
Yummy!
Tony sent me a picture of him next to a plate the size of like three heads. And it's him, like, pointing at it in, like, this, like, vibrantly red shirt. And
I'm wearing it now. It's strong red.
You look like a bottle of ketchup.
Shut up. You're a bottle of ketchup. With your black hoodie, you look like a...
This is charcoal.
You look like a piece of shit coal.
This is charcoal. It's nice.
Shut up.
But, yeah, I mean, hey, those are mine. Do you not have yours?
I'm not. I'm just disrespecting you. Right,
I guess so. Yeah.
This bottle of ketchup does what he wants down here. Take you prisoner,
fucking Mr. Hines over
I'll
here.
I'll leave you down here and light the door on fire.
Yeah,
and watch you suffocate.
Yeah, see if you suffocate. That's what I like to do.
Look, it's bringing it back.
All right,
that's comedy 101.
You're
right
an
there.
Idiot.
All I'm right. a man.
Weekly recommendations and rejections.
Shut
I watched,
up. Come on.
The Hunger Games.
Why?
I've never seen all of
all
them.
Of them.
I watched all four.
How do you feel about Katniss?
I like her.
How do you feel about
PETA?
PETA.
Love him.
How do you feel about, dude, he's so much better
in
Future
Man
but like.
He's very vanilla.
He's a fine. Now, how do you feel about my boy, Philip Seymour and Woody Harrelson as like sub characters?
Woody Harrelson's great in it, and Philip Seymour Hoffman's great too, but they didn't really get much.
I think Kravitz was good too.
Lenny Kravitz, yeah,
yeah.
He was. Yeah,
he was
the
very
one
good
that the dressmaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like how they tied it all up. I watched them all back to back, so like it was kind of like a neat. way to view all of them instead of having to wait years in between and shit. But I mean, enjoyed them fine. They were,
the last one, when like the ooze comes to that whole like zone,
that was tight.
That's
as hell.
A cool scene,
and like how it looks afterwards is awesome. Yeah, there's a lot of really neat. It's a good world.
I think. I wouldn't say I love them in any way, but like you can watch them and not throw up.
Yeah, if you want, they're on my Vudu. If you ever want to fucking get down on all four of them,
cool.
Yep, I give them like 7.5 deep impacts.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you see? Oh my God, talking to the microphone.
John Wick 3.
Jesus Christ.
I had to look at my phone.
Yeah. You can't hold it
hey,
up.
Hey, I had to look at my phone.
Fucking arm's broken.
Well.
Lazy bottle of ketchup.
Made of ketchup. You know, just sloppy whoppy. Yeah.
No bones to pick up this phone.
Sloppy whoppy. John Wick 3, because why not?
Parabellum.
Parabellum, dude. Just fucking.
I have not seen it.
You're so dumb.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
On HBO.
Well, did you hear that the Birds of Prey is actually getting some praise?
Yeah, after they changed the name.
What do you mean?
They had to change the name from Birds of Prey, The Emancipation, the blah, blah, blah of Harley Quinn to Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey, because people didn't know it was about Harley Quinn.
Holy shit.
So they're like, we could probably sell more tickets if we just call it Harley Quinn. That's instead of Birds of Prey,
wild.
The Emancipation of Harley Quinn.
So
so it's gotten, well, it was the coordinator from John Wick.
Doing all the fight. That's why I hear the fight scenes are like off
They're
the fucking
actually dope
chain.
As fuck, yeah.
Because I think that that's where like a lot of like shit fails. Like when we saw Iron Fist come out, like if they had better fighting, it wouldn't have been so fucking boring to watch. And also the fucking cover for that on Netflix looks so tight.
It's, yeah.
And that is such a dog shit show.
It's a trickster because it's not as tight as
it
looks.
Did you ever watch Luke Cage too?
No.
Me neither. I couldn't get into it.
Or Jessica Jones. And I like Jessica Jones.
You love Jessica Jones. And I thought that that was kind of turds too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie.
I still gave up on that.
What do you give Parabellum? 10?
10.
Yeah. Tactical 10.
Tactical 10 right there for Tony.
Joker. Josie bought me Joker.
Oh, yes. That was a uplifting, fun one, right?
Wow. It is a downer of a movie.
You wanted to go out and sing and paint when you were done watching that.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very well done. I think there is a lot of weird things in the movie because like they kind of use a lot of mental health issues and shit like that. And I kind of don't know if like it's cool.
Well, I heard that someone said something really cool about it. They were like, don't think of it as like your Joker from all the Joker that you know, because his Joker won't be part of a huge universe. It's just a standalone artistic representation of a
They're doing
character.
Another one.
I thought they were like done.
No,
because he won the Academy.
Pretty sure they're going to do another one. He deserves it. He was a fucking fantastic in it. The movie,
he did so hard.
The movie like doesn't, it's not really like about, it's more of a character study than anything else. It's not, nothing like really like happens.
It's not a superhero movie really.
But Jesus Christ, it is fucking, it's really well done. I love it a lot. I love the feel, the 80s feel of it and shit like that. Robert De Niro is awesome in it. And yeah, it's good.
It makes me want to see the King of Comedy because someone said like it is the King of Comedy because Robert De Niro is that character in the King of Comedy. Robert De Niro is the Joker in King of Comedy because that's what he does at the end. Like he kills a celebrity because he's mocked and he's all fucked up.
I'm not going to lie. I saw that coming from the trailer.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that's going to be the end of the movie right there.
Yeah.
Thought that was kind of strange. But yeah, it was really good, really well done. I really enjoyed it. He did a great job. I give it like a 9. I loved it. But like I said, I feel like it touches a lot on like, oh, the citizens forgot by society and like they slipped through the cracks and it's our fault. And if we don't do something, like we're going to get a Joker kind of feel to it. And I feel that's kind of lame-ish. I also, it's hard doing an origin story for that character.
Yeah.
And it almost takes away a lot of the cool mystique of the character when you have the origin of like why he's like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he got beat down, his mom's mean, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't give a fuck about it. But I mean, like, it's really well done. But like I said, like, it's way cooler to be like, oh, this dude is just, he is.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I like the Ledger Joker, I think, is just so good because it's like the different stories and all that stuff. Never, like, you don't know why he is the way he is. And that scene in the cop, and they're like, well, what'd you find on him? Any ideas? Like, no, just like lint and guns. Like, that's so sick.
Nothing but friggin' knives up in there.
Yeah, like, he's just this dude that fell through the cracks of, like, no social security card.
He's an entity, yeah. Like, he's just pure evil. Or pure chaos.
Exactly. And when you give it, like, the sad sap story of, like, this motherfucker that, like, got beat up by children, like, in Hostel or some shit.
They're trying to put sadness to
him. Yeah, and you don't need that for that character, I don't think. Like, Mr. Freeze is a great character to do that. Like, oh, Nora, I gotta save my wife and shit. Yeah, that's cool. And in the fucking comic, the New 52, it's even better. Like, he pushes his mom into a fucking... She's in a wheelchair, pushes her into a frozen lake. Like, straight up the good son.
Why?
I can't remember, but that's the end of the issue. It's great. It's an issue zero. It's fucking fantastic. If you can find that... Comixology, I highly recommend everyone. It's like $5 a month. And you can read a lot of bullshit on there. Also, the DC app, you can read a lot of bullshit on that, too.
You have that?
Yeah, I have the DC app. Yeah, it's actually really cool because like when we had like a lockdown at work or whatever, and I had to pop into a room, I just sat there and read some comics for a bit because I couldn't do shit.
Yeah.
What else do you see?
I saw Terminator Genesis.
Genesis or Dark Fate?
Dark Fate. Sorry, idiot. Don't call me a fucking idiot. They're all the same.
No, they're not.
By the way, Dark Fate is dark dope,
dude. Dark Fate actually is really tight.
Just take away all the other ones after two.
Yeah.
And Dark Fate picks, like, all of them off.
How do you feel about Young John?
Well, don't bring up that. That's the worst part.
That was sick as hell.
That is the most brutal thing, like...
That was one of the coolest moments ever. I was like, that's so ballsy. I love that they did that.
It was astonishing. And I knew something was coming, because they were like, yeah, she's John. And I was like, what's that mean?
I love like, the way that it looked, too. Like, it looked... like him so much.
Someone was talking about it. They're like, you could shit on this movie because it hurt the rest of the franchise, or you could look at it and go, oh, it's like a ballin' ass T2 style ride.
It's almost exactly they used the formula for T2 because I was like, oh, well, here's the chase with the truck.
Yes,
like there's so many beats that just are like, oh, this is where they find all the guns.
It's
like it's so
got everything
similar.
I wanted in two.
Now this is gonna be a little bit of spoilers. Arnold dies at the end. Anyways.
Shocking.
I was really hoping for a thumbs up.
Yeah, I know you were.
I was really hoping for a thumbs up.
But you got a lot.
Well, and also
you got a lot of
that
I'll be back. Or
I didn't like that shit.
Come with me in the next 30 seconds.
Yeah, if you might want to survive. Like they said shit like a little different.
A little
like
different,
it's kind of lame. I don't know. It's a low
hanging
fucking
fruit.
Those things
are the lowest hanging fruit of all.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just
I won't be back.
Yeah, it's
shut
like,
up.
Okay, yeah. It's
get in the car.
I'll still love it. But I understand it's a different Terminator. But it
car.
Is a neat concept of like how he's like, yo, like I did my mission, my bad.
I just
and
had
now
to figure
I,
stuff out.
And now I don't really have anything else to do. So
it was funny. Someone wrote, they're like 6 months though, huh? To assimilate as human and found a fucking wife that didn't want a penis. Just started a family. 6 months though? Not 5 or 6 years.
Also, like she's like, how does she not notice that you weigh 500 pounds?
Yeah.
Like, oh, we don't touch much. Okay, right on.
Cool. She's never tapped your forehead?
Yeah, honestly. Socked you in the face when
yeah,
she got mad.
Nothing's ever connected to you magnetically.
Just off the fridge. Oh my god. I was at the wall.
Do you want the waffles?
Yeah. I know. It's like him with like a fucking like little like apron on and shit like that. Just giving him limes, Corona.
What do you think of a superhero girl that then, you know, crashes every 3 minutes?
That was a weird thing, but I enjoyed it.
I like her.
I think she was great.
She's great.
The whole
Halt
cast is actually
fire.
Really
yeah.
good. Like Linda Hamilton was not the best, but she wasn't bad either.
She ain't doing much.
Yeah, she was old and crotchety. You know she was. She's all shitty about
it. She even said it in the one scene. She's like, I drink till I pass out and I kill Terminators.
Yeah, I know.
Leave me be.
I was like, okay, that's all right. Yeah, she's just a blackout drunk.
How many times are you going to get your pistol taken from you?
Murders machines. Yeah, honestly. I love the new Terminator. I thought he was tight as fuck.
It was the smartest idea for a new Terminator.
That like this inner skeleton being able to be its own thing and then him being like a T-1000 as well.
It was tight as fuck looking.
So
like when he had like no skull and it was a hot. Hollow shell.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird. There's like no brain.
Yeah, like the brain is more so
the
liquid.
Hard drive or like in the it's strange, but it was really cool. I like the kind of gunmetal black they went with too.
Yeah. And my god, don't be a police officer in this Terminator movie.
Yeah,
you're dead.
Fucking die.
He's
son.
Like he kills about 80 in one scene.
I was
like, I'm gonna walk through this deportation fucking tank.
That was sick.
There's 100 of them on him. He's like, slice.
I give the movie like a 9. I really enjoy
it.
I think it's such
shit.
A good way to cap 2.
It was totally fine. Like, people bitch a lot. I was like, I'm not bitching. Genesis, I was bitching. Rise of the Machines, you can bitch a lot.
It was funny. I was like, wouldn't it be neat if, like, fucking instead of, like, whatever the... It wasn't Skyline. It was something else. I can't remember what it was called.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, wouldn't it be neat if, like, Miles Dyson's son did that? She was like, that was in Genesis. I was like, was it? Is that what happened?
Shut up.
She was like, yeah, he made Genesis. I was like, nah.
Get out of
for
here.
For real? I was like, that's so tight. Why is that movie bad?
Wait, why did it suck again?
Yeah, I was like, I don't understand. That movie, like, wasn't good, though.
But to have no new John, like, John Connor's done.
Yeah.
And now, I guess
you
she...
You get Mexican John Connor.
Well, yeah, I guess the little girl is sort of, like, takes his spot.
Yeah, totally. She's the new leader of the resistance. Of the non-machine, but machine
for
future.
Sure. I love how, like, there was, like, the so-on-the-nose point... That I was like, you guys don't need to drill this home. Oh, they're drilling it home. We shouldn't fight each other.
Oh, yeah.
They're the enemy. I'm like, oh, so, I never thought about that as I was descending into chaos in this war zone.
Speaking of Terminator Dark Fate, we watched the first Terminator. That movie is fucking sick. The
movie's awesome.
It really feels like a horror movie, and it is paced like one and shit. And then to go on to T2, like the best action movie of all time.
It's the same move that Alien to Aliens almost made.
I totally agree. Yeah. And not only that, and Cameron as well.
Yeah.
Connected to both.
Yep.
Like, he was like, hey, guys, this is cool and all, and I see that you're making a horror movie, but this would be a way tighter action movie.
Check out this action movie idea.
And, yeah, I mean, both of those flicks, dude,
he was such
a tight career.
He was a god back then.
Still is. Do you remember when Avatar came out? You loved it.
I know I loved Avatar. It's got the tightest machineries, because it's his machineries.
Yeah.
Like, and that's his aesthetic that I like.
Right. But, I mean, like... Avatar ain't bad. I just rewatched that not too long ago, too.
Avatar's a simple movie that is gorgeous to watch.
No, Jexley.
Yeah, you got it.
I love...
You.
That movie's just a blast. And everyone's like, oh, fuck Avatar. It's fucking Fern Gully and shit. I'm like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, but
there's
a lot
of fucking...
Here on Pandora.
Yeah, I like the big blue kitties.
Don't you think I felt like a shaved tail Louie my second day this happened?
Oh, shaved tail
Louie. Terminator. That's what he says, dude.
He really liked that movie. Terminator, yeah. I give like a nine as well. I would put that one up with Dark Fate. T2, though, is obviously a 10.
T2's the best.
That's a tenner.
Do you know what my favorite part of, one of my favorite sounds in Avatar is?
What?
When he's talking to Jake.
Okay, who?
The commander dude.
Oh, yeah.
And he's gets done pumping weights and he climbs up his machine. He goes, I'm gonna need a gyrene on the ground so I can listen to how they think and how they act. And he grabs like a fucking bar inside of the machine to shake it to see if it's solid, and it makes like a noise. So tight. It's like it sounds like the clicking of metal, and I was like, oh, they could have made any other sound, but that sounds like an actual, like, little piece of metal clicking.
Hate your guts.
What did I say did wrong? God. Why did I do so wrong?
It sounded like clicking metal, and I really enjoyed it. It was nice. I can't believe they didn't make it plastic or something.
Didn't
like
sound
fucking
stupid.
No,
oh,
shit.
It could have been like.
That sounded like the first thing you did.
No, the first thing was like.
I watched Ad Astra.
Good for you. I didn't.
Yeah, I know. I gave it to you, and you just returned it.
Yes. I was like, oh, this belongs back at the store.
Yeah, this should go back on the shelf, I think.
Let me get that back there for you.
Someone's probably missing this. Another fucking idiot like Paul.
And then I'll tell you what I watched instead of that.
Ad Astra, I feel like it did not know what it wanted to be. If it wanted to be Interstellar, it wanted to be Gravity, like all of this type of shit. Tommy Lee Jones is in it. Huh. Like, it's strange. I think you would have enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But the movie is kind of dog shit.
Yeah.
It's boring, it's slow, and it doesn't really understand itself.
How many Deep Impacts does it get?
Deep Impacts, you know, Tone?
Oh, my God.
I'd probably give it a...
Just answer the fucking question.
Glad you asked, Tony.
Well done. Yep. Good question.
Yeah, you know, that's you bring up a great point. I'd probably give her an old 6.5 Deep Impacts.
Yep.
Worth a watch, I would say, but, like, you know, don't be ready for Interstellar, because Interstellar is tight.
Tight as fuck.
Oh, my God. Movie's so sad. Fucking Murph. That poor redhead.
Don't let me leave, Murph!
Oh, God. Breaks my heart still. I might tear up.
Dude.
Love
that library bookcase. Tesseract.
Who did that?
That's Nolan, baby.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Chris Nolan. Man, Inception, I rewatched that
not too
long ago.
Dude, those organs and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I rewatched Inception. So fucking sick.
Yeah.
Inception's so
sick.
Rad.
Dude, when he's...
And not only that, they do a lot of deposition in the movie to explain what the fuck's happening.
Why? How can you not?
And I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
He did Memento, too, right? Yeah, he's good, dude.
Yeah, he is. He's very good.
I think that fucking Nolan's going to make something of himself.
He's going to do something one day.
That Nolan kid. Nice. Bright future.
Oh, he made that Dark... He made the Dark Knight trilogy, right? Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's something, too.
Dude...
Good for him. Doing good things.
I almost watched Batman Begins today. Like, I saw it on Netflix. Yeah. And I was like, I kind of want to see this again. I love Batman Begins.
They just need to put all three instead of just the two.
I don't understand why fucking...
Why buy two?
Rise is not on there.
Yeah. Because that's what I want, is to have all three.
I can let you borrow. I have it on Blu-ray.
Because, like, that's what was holding me back from watching those two, because I crave to watch.
Well, you can watch the two, then let me know, and I'll grab you Rises.
Oh, God. What is the fucking... In Inception, like when she falls out of the window, like it's one of my favorite Leo scenes, is him begging her to come in, and she's like, "This isn't real," and he's like, "Maud, please,
dude,
please, Maud, God."
You're right. When she falls and he turns,
yeah.
Oh my God, it is fucking heart wrenching, and that still works. So that movie's just so good. Maybe you want to watch The Revenant. Maybe you want to watch The Departed. All your movies you got,
yeah.
What, dude, those Blu-rays? Bar or
something? Yeah,
cool. Yeah, I would love to see The Revenant again.
Oh, God, so dope.
Oh, my God. So dude, when he's getting fought, like, beat up by that bear, dude.
And you're like, I think it's over. And he, like, pulls a knife and the bear comes into scene again. You're like, no.
And then not only that, what's fucked up is that doesn't the bear die on him?
Yeah, it falls down a hill on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to pull the bear's corpse off of his corpse.
Jeez, he has to pull the corpse off. Maybe you want to watch The Beach.
Dude, The Beach is...
Dude, people give that movie shit, and that movie is... If you have not seen The Beach, because you're like, oh, fuck Leo, and it's so good. The fucking dumb-ass, like, game thing, when he's all, like, tripping balls and shit, and he's just running like...
This is my world now.
Love it. So good.
What's his name? Bugs? The dude he meets at the beginning?
Fucking... Isn't Tilda Swinton in that?
Yeah.
She's
the big, chunky Charlie's eating up the world. She's the main girl.
Yeah, that runs The Beach.
Yeah.
So good.
So good. Such great music.
What movie was I just talking about?
What? You were talking about Inception?
No, but I didn't mean to.
What did you mean to talk
about? Yeah,
a Chris Nolan movie, Interstellar?
Okay, Ad Astra, 6.5. All right, we're back.
Wow, I watched Moon.
Oh, my God.
Which
David
is
Bowie's son.
So good.
Right?
Yeah.
Did he direct it?
And
that's our boy Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
You know what's way better than that movie? Choke.
That's not... You're just
letting you know.
Saying another movie that Sam Rockwell's in.
That's much better.
Oh, you know what's even better than that?
Castaway.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Dude, Hitchhiker's Guide is great.
Because that's Sam Rockwell.
I love his little second head.
Oh, my God. It pops out. He's like, hey, guys.
Yeah, what are you doing? What the fuck?
Oh, shit. Okay. Moon, it looks so...
No choke.
It looks like...
It was made for $4?
Yeah. Like everything looks so cheap and simple and basic.
It's
stuff
a great
is practical.
Movie. I remember this is a movie that kind of sparked our friendship back in
it's
the day.
It's really depressing and like...
And I remember like, you're like, oh, dude, you gotta see Moon. Like, you haven't seen Moon? Like, you have to see Moon. Like, you'll love Moon. And
Clint
like,
Mansell did the soundtrack.
And he's great. I love Clint.
You know you do.
He's my fucking favy.
Yeah, baby.
But I will say... A little boring.
It is a little slow, but love Sam a lot.
A little slow?
You get two Sams.
What do you mean?
It's him and his clone. He's dying and his clone wakes up. And his clone is like, well, I'm the real Sam. And he's like, no, I am. He's like, you're dying, bro.
Open the pod Pandora's out. This thing's probably going to stop in like 5 minutes. No,
can't stop me.
I know, you're like a fucking freight train.
Big red freight train.
Yeah, big bottle of ketchup coming your way. A lot of inertia behind him. No, there's something that like in the bar, so just keep going. I'll keep an eye on it.
Great, that's fun for the listener.
Yep, okay. For sure. Well, now that we know,
will also be spliced into nothing, so they would never have noticed.
I guess you're right.
Okay. I give it an 8 out of 10 because I love Sam Rockwell and Clint Mansell.
Zombieland Double Tap.
Saw that bad boy.
What are your thoughts on it? Because it felt like the guy that made Zombieland needed money or something.
I know they didn't like Abigail Breslin.
Not at all. They're like, yeah,
you're not in this.
You're getting shipped off.
I had a fun time, man.
It was
those are fun movies.
It was fun. I really, really, really enjoy the girl that they introduced.
The new
in the
girl is the best part. Me and
she's
Courtney agree. Like,
fucking incredible.
She grows on you, and at the end, you're like, she's delightful.
She's so funny. She's such a good comedic actress. I really hope that she does a lot more stuff because I had a blast watching
Nothing
her.
You can hate. We were talking about it, like, ew, she's the dits. And I was like, but wait, she's innocent. Like, she's done nothing to anyone. So by the end, You like,
how the fuck, why do you care about that shit?
Well, because if she was a ditz that was a bitch or she had some sort of motives, then you just like be annoyed by her or she had ulterior motives. But instead, she's just like the most wholesome person in the whole movie. And so she's just delightful.
And then we slept together.
Oh, that didn't take you very long.
She is really funny. I think she's great. I give it like a fucking 7, though. I'm not a huge fan of Zombieland.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of Zombieland. Just, it's enjoyable. It's
pretty meh. I feel like that, like people are like, oh my God, Zombieland's my favorite movie. I'm like, you're like a puddle.
You're a basic bitch.
Yeah, honestly. How's your Starbucks? No, honestly, how is your, no, I'm kidding.
No, it's good. It's a butterscotch. I like it.
Butterscotch. Barely taste the coffee.
I'm a butterscotch.
Barely, I'm a little butterball.
That's what my friends call me, Werther.
Wow. Okay, what else you see? You fucking idiot. My friends call me Werther.
What else did I see? Pawn Sacrifice with your boy Tobey Maguire. It's all about him. He plays a chess champion who fights like a Russian chess champion.
Oh,
like
Hearts 70s. Of Atlantis.
And Liev Schreiber is the Russian champion.
Liev Schreiber?
Liev Schreiber, I
Stop
said.
Leif?
I said Liev.
Is it Liev Garrett?
L-I-E-V.
Okay. Not Leif. Like a soft V.
Lee Schreiber?
Leif Schreiber.
No, where's the F coming from for you?
I don't know.
Leave.
Leave.
I hate
like,
you.
Get
I
out.
Want you to leave. Go away. It was pretty good. It was like a 6 out of 10. It was enough. It was about chess.
It's
about
chess.
Bobby Fischer who went crazy and stopped playing chess.
Oh, Searching for Bobby Fischer. I like that movie too.
Okay.
It's a sequel?
Nope. It's just called Pawn Sacrifices.
Pawn Stars.
About him playing chess.
But it is about Bobby Fischer.
The chess player, yes.
Yeah, Searching for Bobby Fischer, so it would be a sequel.
It's not a sequel to that. It has nothing to do with that. It starts from him as a boy. How could it be a sequel of him getting incepted?
Okay, so it's like a remake.
Okay. Next.
Detective Pikachu. Have you seen this?
No.
It's a fucking blast.
You said it sucked.
No, I did not.
Yeah,
you said that.
You said it's not worth it.
No, I did definitely. It's on HBO right now. You should honestly go home and watch it. Dude, the fucking Charizard looks so tight.
Wow.
It's nice.
8-foot dinosaur tight.
Dude, it's actually like really enjoyable. It's fun. The ending is so cheese, but like it's really good. The mime, Mr. Mime shit was really funny.
Is Mew in it?
Mew too.
Cool.
Yeah. That's like who they're kind of like chasing the whole
time. No, Mew?
I don't think Mew's in it.
Little one?
No.
That floats?
Yeah, little kitty. No, the tight Mewtwo one, the fucking, that can talk.
Yeah, that one's like genetically made.
Yeah,
like
I think that was in Pokemon 2000.
Yeah.
That was the 151st Pokemon.
Yeah, he was like the fanciest one. And people were like, but we already have Mew.
I would say Detective Pikachu would definitely be like fucking a solid 9.
Oh. Really?
No, 8.
What?
Sorry.
I was like, think in your head. Yeah, how many times do you want to watch this?
I know.
This?
I gave Terminator a 9. And but no, Detective Pikachu does his job well.
Okay.
And I would give it like an 8. It's really pretty. And it's neat to see all those Pokemon like in...
Are there a lot of Pokemon?
There's a shitload.
Okay.
There's a shitload.
All right.
A lot.
There's a shitload.
Shitload.
I figured there'd be like 6.
No, the whole movie's just full of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to look at my phone for a second.
Oh, good.
I just have to check something real quick.
Yeah, your business still burned down or something?
It's not business, you jackass ass. Such an ass.
What are you looking at?
I wrote a movie down, but I don't remember it.
So you're looking up the fucking clip
notes? No, I was looking up to see if it exists, and it doesn't, so I'll erase it.
What movie?
It's called The Mastermind, but it doesn't exist. I don't know.
You think Megamind? Maybe
no,
that was it?
I'm thinking Masterminds, but that's with Zach Galifianakis and Kristen Wiig, and that's not what I saw. I don't know. The Mastermind, it's not a movie.
What else?
I give it a 0 out of 10 Deep Impacts. Doesn't exist.
Okay.
Get Him to the Greek.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's pretty fun, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Russell Brand,
Yeah, I'm on him,
he's
too.
Great. He's great in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, but like solely based character in a movie on him, not that fun.
Yeah,
he's just like, oh, I fuck so many girls and I've done so much heroin. Cool.
Right. Well, I'm going to forget you.
Like, great. He's good enough as a side character. I don't think that movie is that great with him just running it.
And P. Diddy's in this film
way
more than he needs to be.
I agree with
that. He can't act.
P. Diddy doesn't need to be
in any way.
Really.
Hire any other actor to play the, like, record mogul, and it would have worked better.
Yeah, I agree with that. Jonah Hill's funny.
Jonah's funny in it.
He got fat again for that role,
big
remember?
Big dude in that one.
He's huge in that one.
His biggest is that war movie, War Dogs. He,
oh my God,
his, it's astonishing that he can stand.
He's wearing those fucking button-up shirts, and it looks like a fucking muumuu. Like
it's wild.
I could use it as a blanket.
It's a wild look, like for him. I'm like, yo, he has no chins. Like,
no,
it's straight line from his forehead down, and he's just standing there like a fucking like traffic cone. Just hey, Jonah Hill.
That you said War Dogs, right?
War Dogs, yeah.
I like that movie though.
It's a great movie, but movie's tight. Fuck me, man. Huge. Like they were like, could you put another 90?
What made
like,
you want to watch Get Him to the Fucking Greek?
It was on, and I was bored.
On YouTube?
Yeah, or no? I don't know where it was. On one of the streams.
Oh wow, you went in and clicked that?
Yeah.
Oh jeez.
I know.
I mean, did you have like a lot of time?
No, I just didn't. I didn't watch it really heavily. I'll put it that way. I probably was doing some like crafts or some hobbies on the
working
side.
Working on your Lenovo.
Or like building some Legos or like some paint some models or like, you know, Googling stuff.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
I'm about to say, because I was like, Get Him to the Greek, like watching it more than once. I feel like you're just kind of like,
it's in the background.
I don't care if
it's
I
in the background.
Die.
Yeah,
whatever.
I can find it.
Yeah, I've done everything I wanted to do.
I wouldn't
want to
die with that playing. I'd rather have like, you know, something better playing.
Interstellar. No, I bet, you know what?
Ooh, movie to die to.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so mine would be The Fountain.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That one hopefully will take you to...
Zabulba.
Zabulba.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm talking about. I'm going
what
to
is
stars.
That, a nebula wrapped around a dying star?
Fuck yeah, it is. And then my fucking wife's bald dying of cancer.
That's
you know?
A good one, dude.
Oh, The Fountain's so tight. If you haven't seen The Fountain, man.
Fuck you if you haven't seen The Fountain, you motherfucker.
It's like Apocalypto meets Interstellar meets fucking like Wolverine.
Altered States. Yeah, it's fucking insanity.
Not Wolverine at all.
Not at all.
Old Man Logan more so.
Okay.
Dude... Patrick Stewart and that is like him all old and shitty. It's the best thing ever.
Oh, grouchy. Yeah, he's like, I shit myself.
Oh, God. Wolverine, I pooped again. Come on, wipe me.
And he's like, Stephen Merchant, can you get that? And he's like, I have skin problem.
Yeah, he's like Abe Sapien from fucking Hellboy.
Ow!
Oh, the sunlight hurts.
Hurt by the dust.
I'm a vampire.
Yeah.
He's got
great
like,
movie.
He's got like AIDS on the outside.
Great movie.
Yeah, great.
Dude,
did you see the new fucking Taco Bell?
No.
Buffalo
Jesus
chicken wrap?
Christ.
I'm about to go get that
this
after we're
done. This
is news? Yeah. I just thought about it.
Wait,
I'm
what
hungry.
Did you say? Buffalo chicken wrap?
Yeah. So it comes with nacho fries.
Yeah.
Whose fries? Nachos. Okay. Buffalo chicken, which is kind of unique for Taco Bell because they don't really go into the buffalo sauces.
I'll bring up some buffalo.
Do you
after
understand?
This.
Okay. Yeah. I would love to hear about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And then fucking sour cream cheese.
Okay.
But I like the potato chicken mix. I'm excited for it. Nacho
gives,
fries.
It gives a little earth to it.
Mm, does.
Yeah, that yeah. root vegetable in there.
The root vegetable, yeah. It's healthy, I think.
Putting the tater on it.
Yeah.
It also is something to absorb the buffalo.
Yeah, the sauce.
Now, this is a question for you. I don't know if you enjoy McDonald's at all.
Yeah, I just got some for Josie. Though.
Motherfucker, have you ever tried their spicy buffalo dipping sauce for nugs?
No.
Or fries?
No.
Dope. Spicy buffalo.
Yeah.
Very dope.
You know what I'm going to tell you right now? Have you ever had awesome sauce from Wendy's?
Dude, awesome sauce from Wendy's is dope as fucking.
You,
so
you fuck with that?
KFC finger licking good sauce is also dope as fuck.
Oh, they got a sauce?
Yep. Signature.
Huh.
And it's called like FLG sauce, finger licking good.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. At Chick-fil-A, when we used to get it free on tour, we would go there and they have mayonnaise packets. I think it's Hellman's.
Yep, yep.
Good old Hellman's
That's
mayonnaise.
That's a brand, it's, yeah.
I love Hellman's mayonnaise. Anyways. And then they have ketchup there.
Correct.
You would know all about that, Mr.
Yeah,
Hines.
I would, dude. Call me Hines.
Yeah. And fucking Texas Pete's hot sauce.
Will you mix all three of those?
Yep.
Yeah.
So good.
Saw it coming.
Dude.
That's my special sauce for nugs if I'm at home.
Hot sauce, mayonnaise, and ketchup?
Yeah, but I use Duke's mayo.
Duke's?
It's fancy mayo. You wouldn't know about it.
Sounds cheap.
It's not. It's actually very fancy. It's made by one man. His name is Duke.
Yeah. Okay, so what else? Is that all the buffalo chicken talk we had?
For sure. That is our segment on buffalo chicken.
So I saw What Lies Beneath.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, What Lies Beneath?
Yeah, with fucking your boy Harrison Ford and your girl. Fucking,
yeah, with the spread legs in the red dress?
Yeah, I think she's on to us. Who? Your wife. Oh, my God, you're my wife.
Yeah.
Your wife.
You like that one?
Dude, this movie's tight as hell.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, it's actually, it holds up well. I think it's on HBO.
I saw it. I remember it was like a good film when
Dude,
it came out.
Dude, she keeps seeing like the girl in the water and shit like that. Ooh, it's scary.
It's like Minority Report.
But it is not like Minority.
Seeing a girl in the water drowning, bro?
No, she's not drowning.
That's Jane Doe.
It was the fucking
Jane Doe, bro.
Psychic I thought was in the water.
No, the woman that died, her mother. he hid the fucking the image of her mom dying so he could keep Abigail with
that's
the
right,
twins.
That's right. That's right.
Stupid ass.
Yeah, I forget. You really like Minority Report.
I really like Philip K. Dick. Yeah.
Yeah, and Steven Spielberg and Tom Cruise.
On.
Okay, so What Lies Beneath? I really enjoy this movie. If you have not seen it, it's a great '90s throw.
Yeah.
I give it like a fucking 8.5.
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer is awesome in it.
Michelle Pfeiffer's cool as shit.
Dude, I want to watch Dangerous Minds.
Dude, her and Sharon Stone were like so dope back in the day.
Yeah, I want to watch Dangerous Minds because I really want to hear that Coolio song.
It is such a good song.
Been spending most of our lives living in a gangster's paradise.
I got to go.
Okay.
Avenue 5.
What's that?
With Hugh Laurie. Mm. Dr. House.
Yeah,
it's an HBO show. Don't laugh, you stupid ass. You know about it.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
Is
like,
it good?
It's pretty good.
How many episodes are out?
I've only watched one, but there's probably three now.
I might wait for that one. There's also McMillions.
Yeah,
I cannot wait to fucking binge that
binge
shit. That's four episodes or six, so I'm gonna wait till that all comes out. That looks so tight.
We're pumped to binge that,
but
we're waiting.
Avenue 5. Yeah, I saw the trailer for it a few times. Speaking of HBO shows, what do you give it?
That one, shit.
Come on, shit it
seven.
Up. There you go.
7 out of 10. It's not the best comedy on HBO.
What is?
But it's not the worst.
Hung. You probably love Hung.
No, I'd say Californication was funny. Curb Your Enthusiasm's
Curb
funny.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is like on a new level of funny.
Fuck. Oh, Silicon.
Judy.
That's pretty good.
I fucking love. He's like, you stupid cunt. And everyone's like, whoa. And he's like, what? Just called him a cunt. God, Curb's so fucking good.
Get the fuck out of here, Liv, you motherfucker, you.
He's like, I wish so badly that, like, dude, Josie nonstop watches Family Guy and American Dad.
Just all watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
All she watches. I would love to get her into Curb, but, like, I don't know if she. The first season,
good.
I think, is kind of, like, hard to take. It's very, very, very dry.
Yeah.
Second season, it finds its stride so hard.
It's very funny.
So good.
I think the funniest show on HBO by far is Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley is really
it's
good. I never finished it, but
I love it.
I think I saw the first three seasons or so.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah.
It's Mike Judge, so it's like right up my alley.
Yeah, it's fun. Speaking of HBO, The Outsider, we've been watching that.
Bro, get off my dick, dude.
Holy
Outsider
shit.
Is my shit.
Dude, Outsider is tight as hell.
Watch the fucking Outsider.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. It's really good. Jason Bateman did like the first three episodes, I think.
Directed him.
And he's like exec producing and shit.
Fuck. Like
it's such a weird show. I'm not going to lie. It has that dude with the lisp. That like
the main guy,
yeah, and he's so good in it.
Yep,
he has such a weird voice though. I can't believe that he is such a sought after actor because like he is so him.
Yeah,
because
he
of
can
that,
only be him
because of the way that he talks.
Yeah,
but I don't know. But I mean, like he was in like the fucking Batman franchise. He's in Star Wars. Like that dude is working.
He's
great though.
He's fantastic. This series is True Detective meets like a fucking like
supernatural
story. Of like evil and like it's balancing them perfectly.
It's really really good and like I will say that it's a show when it ends you're bummed but you get enough out of the episode that you're not like oh god what just give me something like tell me some shit.
I also think the sceneries that the music creates is like second to none. Like the feeling I get from the sound.
It's pretty high anxiety.
Is like, them turning pages, reading about like spirits.
I'm like, what
and
is
like,
going to happen?
Oh God, there's someone in the room.
The fucking private detector is one of my favorite characters. She's so
She's
good.
She's the best.
Everyone on that show is firing like on all cylinders. Yeah. You're never bored with the character. Speaking of which, what do you give The Outsider? I give it like a 9.
Like a 9. Like I got to see where it goes, but it's fucking incredible.
Do you think
now.
It'll be limited like one season or do you think it's going to keep going?
I don't know. It's based off what? One book?
I've never read The Outsider, but I'm assuming, it's one book. I don't think that there's like extras.
I mean, it might have to be.
Yeah. The Wire.
Yeah.
I watched four seasons of The Wire.
So, welcome to 1999.
No, 2003, I think.
Is it?
Yeah. Dude, all right. So, the first season of The Wire takes place in the projects. It's incredible. It is so good. The second season takes place on the docks of Boston. And it's a bunch of union guys that are fucking like fucking over people and importing drugs and shit like that. That season's like weird because like you have every like your main players in the first season kind of all go away and the second season's about other people.
Yeah.
The third season brings back all your favorites and then starts building a lot on like what has been going on. The fourth season takes place at a school.
Yeah.
And it is going to hit so close to home for you. It's really weird, dude, but Like, I was watching this, I was like, damn, this is, like, spot on. Anyways, the fifth season wraps up everything so nice in a bow, dude. This is some of the best television I've ever seen.
Yeah, you're saying, like, it's Deadwood good.
And then I was like, okay, I would definitely watch Deadwood.
Deadwood is, like, godlike.
It's so, and dude, it's funny, there's a scene in the hospital, and Deadwood's on, he's like, yeah, cocksucker. He's like, ah, he's a cocksucker.
Swear engine.
It's so funny, but I really, really highly recommend you watch The Wire. I think it's right up your alley, and I'm not, like, a huge crime show person.
Yeah.
It's so good. Every character is fucking incredible on it. Every single character. You do not.
I know, but it's a huge investment, you'd admit, and you had some time.
Dude, 40, what? 60 hours-ish?
60 hours.
Yeah.
You just say 60 hours.
I think it's like 12, 13, 12, 13, 10 are the episodes. So, yeah. There's about,
I guess that isn't much.
There's about 60. That's, and it's like, HBO, what, so it's
one
like...
1.5 work weeks? Yeah.
59 fucking, like, minutes an episode.
I know.
It's a hard hour. But it's not a hard hour because it's fucking really,
yeah,
enjoyable.
Yeah, you're saying, yeah. It clocks in at...
I mean, 4 seasons in 4 days.
God damn you. You're a wild man.
Dude, yeah, that's all I did.
You're a wild man.
I slept, watched The Wire, God. Ate some ice cream,
you
some
sick
pizza.
Fuck.
You know.
Ice cream and pizza help you... heal up?
Yeah, that's how you get rid of sicknesses.
Hey, did you hear that little Caesars has delivery now?
Get out of town, really?
Yeah, so, you know. It,
we ordered delivery from the Chipotle app, and dude, like, I don't know who the fuck made this. It was, yeah, piping cold.
Piping cold.
Like, it was.
They made it in their igloo.
Dude, honestly, like, I was like, either this person was holding it out the window on their way here, or, like, fucking, like, there was, like, condensation on the lid.
Piping cold.
It was, I've never experienced that ever in my life. It was so cold. I was like, this,
hey,
was,
man, I cracked a tooth on this chicken.
Yeah, is this frozen? Super weird.
Whoa.
It was not good Chipotle, I will say that.
But no, yeah, Dwight is in a commercial for Little Caesars delivery.
Rain Wilson?
Yeah, he was like, because, okay, it's like, the greatest thing since sliced bread, and he works for the bread company, and he's like, what the f-?
Have you seen, you've seen Super, right?
Yeah.
That's such a good movie. He is so good in it. Yeah. Ellen Page is a little creep bitch.
Yeah.
Creep bitch.
I'd say that about her in general.
Yeah. Her in Inception, she's a creep, too. No, she's not.
she's out of place the most out of the characters, though.
Because
she's new. She's new to the team, so there's that out-of-place feeling.
Well, and she's all like, well, what are you going to do about Maude? What are you going to do,
yeah,
about
Maude? Yeah, because
Maude?
Then also, like, she, like...
Stop being so fucking naggy.
She, yeah, she's a little sneak thief, little looking, checking in on him.
Yeah.
Dives into his fucking dream.
Yeah, dives into his elevator,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and she's like, you didn't even tell Arthur? He's like, bitch, you invaded my dream.
Yeah, I didn't tell anybody.
Like, so, no, Arthur doesn't sneak into dreams.
Yeah, you weirdo.
Creep.
I guess she is a creep. You're right. but so, The Wire, yeah. I give a 10. Watch The Wire. And, like, it's 5 seasons that you can binge, and it's so fucking worth the time. Like, I am almost jealous that you get to experience
everything.
Hey,
I'm gonna, dude. And,
it's,
hey, also,
so good.
I want to thank our listeners for hanging in there. We're about halfway done.
I'm almost done with
what?
All mine. Yeah, I have one more.
Oh, shit, your boy's got about 40 more.
Well,
49 more.
Because I watched a lot of television, that's
yes.
why. Yeah.
You put about, what, 30 movies into The Wire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, about.
Almost.
About 20.
If
because
you want to say it that way, it sounds just as disgusting.
It was like 40. Dude, honestly, I did kind of, I was like, I told Josie, I was like, I watched 39 episodes of The Wire. She's like, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you take an hour and a half movie, you've watched about 30 movies.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Lawless.
The it's show?
No, the movie with Shia and Hardy.
Tom Hardy?
Yeah.
The boy.
They play brothers.
You know what's amazing?
They're like moonshiners.
Legend.
Okay.
You get 2 Tom Hardys.
I get that. Yeah, 2 for the price of 1.
Have
they're
you
both
seen that movie?
British gangsters.
Yeah, and the
my
one
brother over here.
Yeah, the autistic that'll kill you with a brick.
Dude, that bar scene.
The tightest shit ever.
When he's
God.
Like, I thought we were going to have a fucking fight.
Dude,
like,
him,
walks out.
I love Tom Hardy acting with Tom Hardy. Venom kind of felt like that, too.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun.
It's, ooh, God, Legend's good. Anyways, go ahead. Moonshining.
Okay.
What was
Moonshining,
called?
It's called Lawless. Lawless. And Shia and another dude, the guy who plays, John Connor in Genesis. The old John Connor.
Yeah, that shit.
Is hold. His third brother. Mm-hmm. And then Hardy and...
I feel like I've seen this.
He gets his throat slit.
Yeah.
And yeah. in the beginning. And so he has, like, fucked up, like, Frankenstein scar on his throat. And pretty much he's, like, unkillable.
Who?
Hardy.
Okay.
So Tom Hardy, like, plays, like, this brother that's, like... He's, like, if he moves towards you, he's probably just gonna kill you.
What's this on?
Shit, Hulu, I think.
I'd like to watch that.
It's great. It's about like 1900s moonshiners. It's based off a true story of 3 brothers. Like,
what was that
Shia
fucking,
plays the little brother.
What was that movie with fucking Oh my fucking God. It was about like the Moonshining family from West Virginia or whatever.
Yeah, Hatfield McCoys.
Oh my God.
It's kind of Hatfield McCoy,
but like, not 7 hours long.
No, not 7 hour fucking miniseries.
I can't believe that you were like, yo, you'll fucking love this. I was like, why don't we do. I mean, it's not bad, don't get me wrong, but like, it is made for TV out the ass. Like, that movie is made for
this
TV.
This one is an hour and a half.
Jesus. No dances with wolves.
Also, what's his fucking name? The guy who plays, he's in Prometheus. He plays like the main owner of the company. He's in Iron Man 3 as the bad guy. I always forget his fucking
Mickey,
name.
Roy?
Iron Man 3, moron.
Oh, my bad. Oh,
Dragon Boy.
Yeah. But Guy Pearce.
Guy Pearce. Yep. He's the bad cop. He's the, like the violent copper.
Sure.
Kills like the retarded boy in town.
Whoa,
like,
bro.
Well, that's what they call him. Like, they killed the retard boy. And he's like, not pickles. I'll get him.
Not pickles. Could you imagine? Like, you're already like fucked because you're like.
His name's like cardboard or something
cardboard. And then someone nicknames you Pickles. Oh, yeah, that's Pickles. He's simple.
Oh, that's Pickles. He's a simple man. You just throw a rock at him, he'll go away.
Yeah, hey, Pickles, get out of here, Pickles. Oh, God.
Quit playing with your pecker.
He pooped himself again.
He plays with his pickle all day.
Yeah, that's why we call him Pickles. Tries to grab yours, too, anytime.
That's fun. No, I give it like 8 out of 10. It's not the most awesome movie, but it is good. Shia does his damnedest to be a great actor in it.
Peanut Butter Falcon, I really want to see.
Oh, my God, so fucking
good. Yeah, I think I might actually rent that when I go get my buffalo chicken wrap from Taco Bell.
You're not in for like an epic in many ways.
No,
but
I don't think
you're
so.
In for like a good, solid story.
It feels like Swiss Army-ish.
It is Swiss Army-ish.
Did you hear about everyone getting really angry about the kid with Down syndrome at the fucking
That's
awards?
Him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. But
same kid.
At the award ceremony, though.
Yeah, about him and Shia.
Yeah, like he like fucking like just like freezes and Shia like laughs.
Well, he laughs because he knows that that's
dude, they're like
what
buds.
He does. He is. He also, when he does this first line, he's like, I'm here to announce the award for blah, blah. And he's like, bang, we did it. Like, he gives him like props and shit. Like, and the whole time he's like, helps him open the envelope. He's like, no, at the bottom. And like, they're friends.
It's
like,
just
they
so,
are good.
So weird that people get upset about that shit.
No.
I fucking hate
Shia
motherfuckers.
Was
God,
helping
hate
him get where he needed to go because they're a team.
Just so lame that you get mad about that.
Yeah.
Like, your life must just be the best thing ever.
Like, that was his guest to that award show. They
yeah.
didn't. He
that was
invited
his plus one.
Him. Yeah. Which is dope as fuck.
Which is kind of mean that the awards didn't invite him in general.
He's also the first person with Down syndrome to ever announce an award on that stage.
These times we live in, man.
Man, crazy. Next year, a robot. Okay.
Wow. Okay. What else
it's
you see?
It's the future, dude.
Oh, Lock and Key. Did you watch this?
2 episodes.
Is that, that's all you could do?
I fell asleep.
Dang.
I pulled a Paul.
What did you...
I pulled it hard.
How did you feel about the 2 episodes?
I think where it's going to go is going to be cool. Like, it's going to have a lot of cool lore and fun shit, but like... I was like, yeah, we're setting it up. We're setting it up.
Were you bored?
We're setting it up, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, because I was like, bored. I don't fall asleep sitting up very often ever. Like, and I did fall asleep sitting up, and I woke up, and I was like, God, the Lock
so
and Key put me out.
My favorite comic book series ever
is
Lock and Key.
Yeah.
I was pretty disappointed in this.
Oh, dang.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I was like,
it's not up there with, like, Umbrella?
Yeah.
Is it?
Umbrella, I mean, like, Umbrella Academy has, like, it's, like...
Or is it different?
It's different, definitely. But Umbrella Academy is, like, a superhero show. This
Correct.
Is not. This is, like, a family drama. But treated like a CW show, which makes it kind of suck.
Yeah, I was like, maybe it's going to get
and
really...
And not only that, they put 6 volumes into one season. So I was like, wow, you guys
they
really...
Oh, they filled it all.
Like...
Do you think Joe Hill's happy?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I felt like it really did a lot of disservice because they were just, like, hitting beats of the story that, like, lasted full volumes.
Yeah.
Like, 12 issues, 10 issues. So, like, it just move. It's paced super quick. You're like, oh, this is awesome. Oh, we're done with that. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
enough of
that. Throw that in the trunk, I guess. Or
yeah.
Right in the trash. Like, it's just weird. I don't know. I give it, like, a 6.5. Definitely worth a watch. It's cool, but it feels very kiddish.
Okay.
But the kid that plays Bodhi, he's from It.
Yeah, the main. Yeah.
Aloha.
Yeah.
That was, like, the best part. Josie really, she does that to me all the time. Flicks me off and says aloha.
Aw.
Yeah, she's
that's
cute.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Saying hi to you.
What do you give it?
The 2 episodes. The 2 episodes I saw, like a 5.
Sleepy 4.
Yeah, like a 5 so far. I'm sleepy.
So you're probably
cool
not going to finish it.
I might finish it, but I have 60 hours of The Wire to watch.
Yeah, you do.
I know.
You've seen the first season, right?
Yeah. So 50 hours.
Stringer Bell, son. He is so Idris Elba is fucking rad.
Yeah.
And dude, the guy that plays Marlo, he comes up after Stringer and like he's like the East Side gangster, is one of the tightest characters ever. Omar is my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Of all time. I found out that he's in 56 episodes of Boardwalk Empire. Guess what I'm watching?
Oh, yeah, he is, yeah.
I'm watching the fuck out of Boardwalk Empire.
Him and I heard Buscemi,
that
dude.
I hear that show's incredible, too.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Everyone loves that show.
56 fucking episodes. I'm stoked.
You know what's not tight?
Mm.
Angel Has Fallen.
Oh, God. I have not seen any of the Fallen movies.
Dude.
Except for
White House Has Fallen?
Dude, you know what is tight?
What?
Fallen.
The Fallen.
No, just Fallen.
Fallen.
Yeah.
Denzel?
Denzel Washington about the fucking demon that can jump bodies.
What's the song he sings?
Denzel?
No. The killer sings a song, and it's like a whole thing. Like, he has the theme is at the beginning, the song's at the end.
I don't remember, but Fallen is fucking sick.
Fallen is tight. Anyways, the cat? Oh.
It's tight.
We
also watched The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Yeah.
Great movie.
That movie's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
wild.
It's really good. Morgan Freeman fucking kills it.
Morgan Freeman? You mean Samuel Jackson?
Kiss the Girls. We watched Kiss the
Wow.
Girls.
Wow, I was like...
Long Kiss Goodnight, Kiss the Girls, whatever the fuck, you know.
Morgan Freeman, Samuel.
Who knows?
Everything's interchangeable.
Yeah, honestly, just throw them in whatever. But Kiss the Girls, yeah, that movie.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, because Long Kiss Goodnight is good, too.
It is, yeah. All right, good.
Gina Davis is in that.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, Angel Has Fallen is a pile of shit. So White House Has Fallen.
Morgan Freeman.
Is
the president.
Nope.
Jamie Foxx.
Nope.
Who?
A white guy, Aaron Eckerson.
Oh, Aaron Eckerson?
Yeah.
I like him. Yeah, Thank You for Smoking.
Tight as shit. Like, that movie is rated R hard. Like, it's violent as shit. It's awesome. It's so fucking dope. Like, they have a fucking like B-52 doing like modern warfare strafes over the White House, shooting like cannons down at the guys on the lawn. Like, it's dope.
Yeah.
That movie's hard as fuck. London Has Fallen is the same premise in London, and it's not as tight, but it's kind of tight.
Saving the Queen.
Rated R, too. Like, or is it him saving like the GM. Yeah.
PM. Fucking you not. It's not the general manager, you fucking idiot.
Ah, I thought it was.
Yeah, he's saving the old GM.
PM. Whatever. Prime Minister. Who gives a fuck? But no, I think it's when the...
Is Samuel Jackson in that?
No. He's in the third one. He's in Angel Has Fallen.
Is he the president then?
Yes.
Okay.
It sucks ass. Like, yeah. It's got a cool enough... Like, these movies always start out with a crazy event that makes the danger that he has to solve.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's like the catalyst, if you will.
Sure.
It's the ketchup on the sandwich.
Yeah, the finisher.
And then this one's just stupid. It's
that
just
shirt
stupid.
Is so red. Just so,
why are you ripping on my shirt,
I'm not
bro?
Ripping
it's a strong
on,
Hanes red.
It's just, it is funny that like Tony also has like a fucking bright yellow one. Like, you can see this dude anywhere from fucking space. You wear very vibrant colored shirts.
I'm sorry, I just don't have on charcoal smoke grape fucking.
It's just strange to me that you.
I'm not an AFI. He's
Davey Havoc over here. But he's also wearing like a white undershirt underneath. You just normally weren't a t-shirt guy.
And now I'm rocking t-shirts because my fat titties want to breathe.
Okay. Aren't you cold down here?
I didn't come prepared for your damn cellar basement.
Dude, it is fucking freezing. It's a solid like 50, like a breezy 50 down here.
Keep my pops down here, keep them soady cold.
Yeah, honestly, don't even need a fridge.
All right,
it's chicken right there.
It's a 5 out of 10 for that. Angel Has Fallen. I give you a 3 out of 10.
5, that's actually kind of higher than I thought. What you remember the Bone Collector?
Yeah.
What was the fucking detective's name?
I don't know. There's a movie about.
No, there's a show.
What?
There's a show about him. It just came out on Hulu. We watched the first 3 episodes.
Was it Krasinski?
No, it's not Krasinski.
John Krasinski? Is that who plays him?
It's called Lincoln Rhyme.
Lincoln Rhyme.
That, yeah. And he. That, like, it's a different person obviously playing Lincoln Rhyme, but yeah, like they're trying to solve the Bone Collector murder, but it's very procedural.
What about it?
I'm not gonna lie, not that great.
Then don't watch it.
Probably like a fucking 5.
Give it up.
Yeah, I might
move on.
Yeah, it feels like fucking like SVU.
You should move on to what I moved on to.
Okay,
I moved on to Miracle Workers, dude. TBS. Shut your fucking hole. It's an anthology.
Okay.
So it keeps the same cast for every season, but changes the story completely.
American Horror Story.
Steve Buscemi.
Ooh.
Daniel Radcliffe.
All right.
Are the two mains.
I like that.
And then one of the girls from the movie where the kid gets his penis chopped off and they have to get him to help.
Antichrist?
No, you're thinking it's like a comedy about a dude who gets his dick.
The Package.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's one of the girls in that, like the funny, like Middle Eastern girl that dates the one dude at the end.
Yep.
She's in it too. Mm-hmm. And the first season is about Steve Buscemi as God. And he's just sort of like a fucking, like, he's like the dude. He just gets drunk and, like, wants to, like, you know, fuck around. And, like, he does bets. He's like, want to bet a hundo? They're like, dude, why are you always betting hundos? He's like, all right, then eat a worm. Like, he just doesn't care about anything. He thinks, and you find out that Earth is, like, his project. And his dad and mom, like, gave him $4,000 to start Earth. Like, we gave you $4,000 loan. You got the poles or ices. The middle of it's made of lava. You fucked it up. You're a fuck up. And he's like, I didn't mean it, Mom and Dad. I'm trying. He's like, then you gave that one creature free will. What's it doing? And he's like, I don't know. It just does whatever it wants, Mom.
This is
and
a,
like,
TBS show?
Yeah, and they talk.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sorry. I had a little phlegm from all the butterscotch.
Yeah.
Yep. That's me.
Thick.
So they call me thick butter.
Continue. God.
Okay. Oh, now who's coughing?
I've been sick.
Oh, boo-hoo. Okay. So the first season's about, like, these workers, these angels in heaven that are working in the answered prayers division, and they can only answer small prayers, like, God, please help me find my keys. Like, he'll, like, blow a leaf off of the keys.
Oh, okay.
And that's all he can do. Because if he does other stuff, like tidal waves happen and shit, ecosystems die. And so, like, this whole season revolves around them trying to actually solve a good miracle. And, like, God bets them that they can't for 30 days, you know. And so it's actually
good, though. You like it.
Hilarious.
Really?
The second season's called Dark Ages.
Okay.
And it's them in the Dark Ages.
Got it.
And, like, the premise there is, like, the girl is part of a family called Shit Scooper.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like Mary Shit Scooper, but then her friends are like, you know, like Bonnie Breadmaker. And so
blacksmith.
She gets to make bread. Yeah.
Sure.
And blacksmith. Yeah. But she has to scoop shit. And her dad, Steve Buscemi, is like really into it. He's like, here's your shuffle I made you. She's like, why, Dad? He's like, why? She's like, no, why is it so short? He's like, so you can bend over and be closer to your destiny. She's like, this seems like the shittiest era to be in. Does it feel like that to anyone else? And they're like, oh, fresh one over there by the tree I left for you. Like, It's super funny, and it's TBS, so they say shit a bunch.
Hulu?
No, YouTube TV.
Ugh, for fuck's sake, dude.
Just, you know, I just had to tell you about it, because it's a grand show.
Yeah, $60 fucking YouTube TV. Fucking Richie.
Sorry,
Rich.
Dude. I'm not rich
on,
at all.
Sitting on his computer watching his fucking golden YouTube TV.
Oh, my God, here we go again. Mr. Impoverished, getting his new, getting his fancy bathroom.
Maybe. Take a
Maybe
loan out.
Maybe you could ask for it for your birthday.
Yeah. Hey, Josie.
Give me a year subscription to YouTube TV.
Go ahead. I've, that's
Are you
all.
Out?
Yeah, I'm out.
Now you'll see the grouchy Paul.
I'm tapped.
You'll see grouchy Paul because I have.
Because, like, I don't get to talk about anything. You're just going to be like, oh, go and watch the.
We can talk about stuff we've both seen.
The news. What?
Alita Battle Angel.
Oh, you watch that again.
Watch it again. It's great.
The movie is fun.
It's a fun time, man. That's like 8.5. It's a good time.
It's
They're
a
never going to make a second one. And all you get to see is Edward Norton up in his tower laughing.
Battle Angel.
So dumb.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, damn.
They won't make another one.
It won't.
Nope.
Be able, yeah.
Yeah. The people did not really like that movie. I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Ah, it's so good. The Lighthouse
is
a black and white, shit-covered, fucking, like, fall into chaos between these two dudes at this lighthouse that is out on an island.
Is it good?
It's... I'll never watch it again because I've seen it once, and that's all it takes.
Yeah.
It's like, have you ever seen...
The Glass House? Yes.
What movie is that?
Glass House? That's the one where fucking Hayden Christensen's like hanging himself, jerking off in the closet at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's like, come on down.
Yeah, he's like, oh, come on.
Oh, my family sucks.
Yeah, he's just smoking cigarettes all pissed. Dude, honestly, I say that, you're like, oh, I've seen fucking The Glass House.
I would have guessed Cedar House Rules. I don't know why.
Never.
I thought that was the name of that film.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's another film from that era.
Mm. People jerking off in closets.
Yeah, that's what I thought that was from. I
like that.
But The Lighthouse, Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe are the only people in the film.
Yeah.
They're just drunk, fucking, like, stinky, fucking messed up, like, grouchy dudes that eventually start going insane because of, like, they're obsessed with the lighthouse. And he's like, Willem Dafoe is like, I'm a Wiki, and that's my lighthouse. You do everything else. I keep the lamp. And he's like, why can't I have the lamp? And so eventually they start getting, like, crazy. Like, what's up there? Show me the wisdom that you keep for yourself, you bastard. Like, and they start killing each other and shit. Like, fucking tentacle beasts and mermaids and shit, dude. Whoa, with titties and gills.
Sounds awesome.
It's kind of wild. But it's also, like, acts like a play.
Yeah.
Like, there's a scene where Willem Dafoe speaks for maybe 5 minutes without breaking camera.
Yeah.
Just a poem about the sea.
Well, I mean, like...
like, real wild art house stuff.
I can dig.
I think you'd like it once. Like I said, like, I didn't hate it at all. It's, like, 8.5. It's fantastic. Hmm. It's beautifully shot. And they're both so fucking good.
Okay.
But it's not something I'd be like, dude, yeah, I'll watch it again with you.
Oh, well, you won't watch anything with me, let's be honest.
What do you want? What do you want?
I don't know, just sometimes hanging out with you.
We literally work together.
Watching a movie.
We literally play games together.
Having weeks.
Whose fault is that?
Mine, yeah.
Then
mine.
What do you want? And we don't need to have this fight on the air, okay? Jesus.
What else you see?
Is it that time of the month?
Yeah, I'm ragging hard, riding the crimson wave.
Yeah, you
dude.
Are.
Riding the cotton pony. You don't get to say period jokes often, you know?
No, not too many show up on this podcast.
Well, not only that, like, I mean, just in general, you can't really say it to girls. They get all mad about it and shit. And I'm like, whoa, dude, like, fuck, don't be all crotchety.
But just us a couple of, you know, penis having dudes.
I mean, you look like a period. Go ahead.
You look like a barren womb.
Thank you. Rotting.
Thank you.
What else you see, motherfucker?
Oh, I saw a real shitty movie.
Okay.
It's called Fighting with the Family. It's got Florence...
Henderson?
Hugh.
Oh.
Florence Hugh. Hugh. She's a girl from Midsommar. Main girl.
Blondie.
Nah, in this one, she plays Paige, a wrestler.
Oh.
So she's got black hair.
Oh, yeah. This is the, like, Paige, like, produced the movie.
Yeah, and Rock's Rock in it.
Yeah.
Where I'm pretty sure he shoehorned himself as, like, a person in her life, because it says based off a true story.
Right, it is.
Which I think 85% is, because her parents were really wrestlers. Her brother really got rejected from the WWE. She really was a fucking world champion wrestler.
Is it good?
But then he comes in and interjects himself in, like, two parts of her life, and I'm like, bitch, you never showed up.
I was kind of wanting to see it.
It's...
what was it on?
I forget.
YouTube TV, bro.
No, it wasn't on YouTube TV. God damn it. It was... I think it was on, like, something weird, like Amazon.
Okay. I rarely check it.
I do, too. So I think it might have been on...
they keep pushing The Boys. I'm like, yo, I've seen it.
Yo,
season 2, motherfucker.
Dope season. Hurry up. Yeah. Give me more.
I love The Boys.
Future Man, please. More.
That's Hulu, idiot.
Oh, same thing.
Not at all.
Two I hate you.
Different platforms.
You've been so mean to me today. I'm going to be honest.
Bro.
This is probably the last one.
All right.
I'll probably retire from my... illustrious career.
It is pretty illustrious. What else do you see? Well, what do you give that? Death in the Family. Yes. What is it called?
Death in the Family. Fighting with my family.
Fighting with my family.
Seven.
Wow, that's actually a lot higher than you're like, well,
6.5. 6.5.
Like, I saw a shitty movie. I give it a 7.
It was shitty because it was corny. And it's got Lena Headey from fucking Game of Thrones, Cersei, just playing this like wild, like drunk bar fighting mom. Like,
you know, she's really good in Dread.
Dude, she's awesome in Dread with
mom.
The drips.
Yeah. Yeah, what was it called? Like slow-mo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dread's tight.
Oh, they slow-mo death people, like shoot them and then drip that and throw them off a cliff.
Fucking, who plays Dread in that?
Keith Urban.
No.
Or whatever his name is. Carl
Urban.
Keith
Urban. Carl.
Keith Urban's a country singer.
Jesus Christ.
Go ahead. My truck is.
Shut up. Continue. What else you see?
I got nothing, bro.
That's it?
What?
Is that it?
You want it to be it? You sound so excited that I'm done with my sweet, sweet speechings. But
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Let's hop into Test of Tony.
Did we pick a movie of the week next
Bad
week?
Bad Boys. Yeah, The Little Stranger.
Okay.
Bad Boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Shut up.
What'd you think? I love this movie.
Yeah,
I think
fantastic.
It's great. It is so much
Tia
fun.
Tia Leone, so hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She bad bitch.
No, wait, Tia Leone. No, she's not hot, but she's okay.
You don't think she's pretty chick?
You know what she's
married
really,
to David Duchovny.
You know what she's
ass.
Really, really good in is that movie with fucking
Fun
Nick Cage.
Fun with Dick and Jane?
No, oh. Nick Cage. What the fuck was that movie called? God damn it. She plays the wife?
What?
Oh, son of a bitch.
Talking about Mom and Dad?
No, not that at all. Hold on a second.
That's Selma Blair.
Sure.
You don't know.
I don't. Damn it, what is that movie?
You remember suck.
Nick Cage is like fucking like he like wakes up and he's like in the Family Man? Is that the movie I'm thinking of?
The Weatherman?
No, that's him with a bow and arrow. I love that movie too. Nick Cage is fucking tight.
I think it is the Family Man you're talking about.
It is, yeah. Tia Leone. Yeah, she's incredible in that movie. Yeah. I love her in that movie. Bad Boys.
Bad Boys is great.
Dude, fucking, it seems like a car commercial a lot of the time.
Dude, it's because that's how Michael Bay shoots.
My God. Did you know that that's how he got started, was car commercials?
Yeah.
And music and videos, music I think. Videos,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's flashy shit.
He's, the movie's a lot of fun. And honestly, it made me want to watch Bad Boys 2. Yeah. And then 3, which is not directed by Michael Bay. The new one.
It's got great reviews.
The new?
Yeah.
Really?
They say it's a really funny fucking film. Like a really good time.
Oh, she knows. She knows. That's
she
my
always
wife's,
knows.
That's my wife's car. Yeah, Martin Lawrence is fucking fan. I love
He's
Martin Lawrence.
He's hilarious.
He's so good in
He's
it.
He's the funnest part.
And Will Smith is not bad at all, but I feel like he's going to be kind of trash in the new one. But maybe not.
Who
I
knows?
Haven't really enjoyed Will Smith that much in his later years as an actor. Pursuit of Happiness and like 7 Pounds are two insanely good movies, and then yeah. he kind of did dog shit after.
God, Gemini Man, man.
I wanted to see that.
I heard it just was a hot pile
yeah,
of shit.
Yeah, I know. Like, you got to see Fresh Prince, Will.
Yeah, you could see
he's
Fresh,
young.
Fresh
yeah, he's
Prince.
He's fucking young as hell. And remember that movie fucking like Afterbirth, After Earth, or whatever the fuck,
yeah.
him and his son? He's like, I'm going to kickstart your career into this piece of shit.
Into nowhere.
God, Jaden Smith is not that great.
No.
So weird they named their kids after themselves, but like swapped the gender of the names.
Yeah.
Willow and Jaden.
Yeah.
Instead of Jada and Will.
It's probably a really weird family.
It has to be.
They're like, get over to our sex circle.
You know those kids were like, oh, we don't read books. We write our own because we like that more.
Ugh.
Oh, cringe as fuck.
I'll create my own shoe company because I don't care for conformists.
Willow was like 8 years old and she's like, oh, no, I don't read books because like they're not good enough. So I write my own and then read that. It's like, fuck yourself. And then fucking Jaden's like, I'm going to dress up as white Batman to this wedding. Who wears white to a fucking wedding?
It's wild.
Idiot. Bad Boys, though. Loved. I give that movie a solid 9. Yeah. 9 deep impacts. What about you?
He's like, you beat this man. You beat him.
What are you talking about?
And he's racing.
Hmm?
They're racing at the very end.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
You are going to beat this man. Beat him.
Yeah, that's good.
And he's like, I got this. I got this.
I really dig Martin Lawrence in the movie. I think he's great.
So tight. 8.5.
I also like the chief.
Yeah.
Their chief, this yelling,
I forget his name.
Smoking
he's very
guy.
Italian.
Yes. And he's in a lot of shit, but not like a lot of the movies
he
that he's
plays
in.
He's one of my favorite screaming chiefs.
Yes, he's great. Yeah. Movie of the week, Iron Sky.
Yeah.
What's the, like the, it's like the Dark of the Moon or some shit.
What?
There's like a title.
Oh,
did you know
is there?
Is, you know that this is the second one?
Huh?
Yeah. So in the first movie, like, these are children of the people that are in the first movie.
Well, they are not.
I swear to God,
really?
The mom is the main character in the first movie.
Did I watch the right movie? About World War II?
What? World War II? No, they're like space Nazis. They go to the center of the Earth. Iron Sky? What'd you watch?
What did I watch?
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
What?
I'm sorry?
I watched that World War II documentary where they put everything in color.
I'm really sorry. I think I watched another Iron something.
What the fuck did you watch? Iron Cross?
God damn it. No, I see what you're talking about. Iron Sky and With Iron the, Sky, The Coming Race.
The Coming Race is what we were supposed to watch.
Oh, boy.
What did you see?
What did I see?
You didn't watch anything, did you?
Bitch, I did. It was about World War II zombies. And it was
Overlord? Oh, I hate your guts.
I think I watched Overlord.
You've seen Overlord.
I had, and I was like, why are we watching this again? I've totally seen this, because it has the exact same...
What do you have written down for the movie of the week?
Iron Sky, but
why
I saw
would...
this writing, and I thought it's the same writing as Iron Sky.
It
and
is.
And I just pressed play on Amazon.
Well, this one was on fucking Netflix. And it's a
it was the same writing style. I'm sorry. Whoa. You watched a pile of shit, though. I watched a really good movie.
I actually really enjoyed Iron Sky.
You did not.
Yeah.
How high were you?
Not at all. Thank you. I don't do drugs.
I don't either. I'm a Mormon.
Yes, you are. But I really enjoyed that movie. I think it was a lot of fun. There's dinosaurs that go to the center of the Earth.
Uh-huh. Did you also like the Sharknadoes?
No, I'd never saw any of
the
Sharknadoes.
The final Sharkening? Where they go
no.
to Time Warp?
No, or like Lava Lantula.
Yeah. Yep. Where the, it's not like that.
Lava, you know what the premise of Lavalangel is?
No.
There's a volcano that spits out spiders. It sounds tight.
Yeah, kind of.
Sounds tight.
Kind of.
It's not because fucking that stupid chick from fucking American Pie is probably.
Reed?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's in all the, yeah.
I heard she got a boob job and looked like fucking a badger did it.
Oh, dude. It looked like someone took balloons filled with sand and just shot them up with a 22.
Yeah, and they're like, here you go.
All one nipple's north, one south,
yeah.
One's east.
The three.
Three. They added an extra gross. And it lactates.
Iron Sky, though.
You saw it.
Yeah, so it's worth a watch for sure. I didn't know it was the second movie. I was like, oh, shit, I wish I would have watched the first one first.
Sorry, I have seen the first one.
And you didn't like it?
No, not really.
Okay.
Second it was just really shitty CGI.
Glad that this one definitely had a little bit more
for sure
of a budget.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, how'd you like Overlord?
I love Overlord.
Dummy.
It's pretty good.
Overlord's like okay.
It's more than I thought it would be going in.
It's good up until like a point.
Well, it gets really, really like I don't care about.
You know the blonde guy
any
that's
of
in
the
it?
Character? Yeah, the main tough guy.
Yeah, he's from Walking Dead.
Who's he?
He's a character in Walking Dead, like later seasons. I didn't watch it. But he used to be a skateboarder.
Oh.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything.
He's not like.
He didn't do any transitions.
Yeah.
No grinds.
He's not like that like amazing of an actor.
He's like a Jason Lee.
But I enjoy him.
Yeah.
He's good enough.
He's good enough. And I mean, I guess I didn't like the story. I liked the fun sort of like, oh my God, there's a fucking Nazi mutant base under the city.
Yeah.
And I was like, eh, it's fun.
Of course you would like that.
Good time. They have the embryos and shit. The one dude, he's like, I'll save you. He pulls a pillar out of his chest that's like feeding him all kinds of poison.
Yeah.
I'm like, that dude's hole is as big as a mug. Like, it got shot guy by a fucking cannon.
So, what do you give Overlord?
Like 7.
Okay.
Not watching that again.
Well, you might. Same writing.
Yeah. God. I'm sorry.
Next week, we're going to do Tessa Tony is 007 GoldenEye.
I wrote it down.
I'm still, yeah, remembered. I know a lot of things might, like, you don't watch Eagle Eye. You fucking.
If it has the same writing, it won't, because it's a James Bond.
You fucking mope. They say that a lot in The Wire. That's like a new term that I'm going to adopt.
Mope?
Yeah, all that mope. That's what they call, like, perps.
Oh. You're going to start calling me a perpetrator?
No, a mope.
What's that? It means perp, though.
No, I think, no, that's what they call perps, but I think it's just
means a fucking idiot?
Yeah, just like a shitty,
cool,
at that asshole.
Wow, yeah.
There's
totally.
That mope. Mope Tony over there. What's up?
Mopey?
Yeah, sure.
Mopey Tony, huh?
And then movie of the week is going to be The Little Stranger.
I don't even know what the fuck this shit's about.
Josie said it was pretty good, and she said that you guys should watch it. So
pretty good?
We'll watch it. You watched Overlord, motherfucker.
You watched Iron Sky, motherfucker.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.